The pathetic figure sat with his back toward the enemy and leaned against the south edge of the crater. His head was cocked, and his helmet rested against the side of the crater, so that his face, or what remained of it, looked straight up at me. His knees were flexed and spread apart. Across his thighs, still clutched in his skeletal hands, was his rusting BAR. Canvas leggings were laced neatly along the sides of his calves and over his boondockers. His ankles were covered with muddy water, but the toes of his boondockers were visible above the surface. His dungarees, helmet, cover, and 782 gear appeared new. They were neither mud-spattered nor faded. I was confident that he had been a new replacement. Every aspect of that big man looked much like a Marine taking 10 on maneuvers before the order to move out again. He apparently had been killed early in the attacks against the Half Moon, before the rains began. Beneath his helmet brim, I could see the visor of a green cotton fatigue cap. Under that cap were the most ghastly skeletal remains I had ever seen, and I had already seen too many. Every time I looked over the edge of that foxhole, down into that crater, that half-gone face leered up at me with a sardonic grin. It was as though he was mocking our pitiful efforts to hang on to life in the face of the constant violent death that had cut him down. Or maybe he was mocking the folly of the war itself. I am the harvest of man's stupidity. I am the fruit of the Holocaust. I prayed like you to survive, but look at me now. It is over for us who are dead, but you must struggle and will carry the memories all your life. People back home will wonder why you can't forget. During the day, I sometimes watched big raindrops splashing into the crater around that corpse, and remembered how as a child I had been fascinated by raindrops splashing around a large green frog as he sat in a ditch near home. My grandmother had told me that elves made little splashes like that, and they were called water babies. So I sat in my foxhole and watched the water babies splashing around the green dungaree-clad corpse. What an unlikely combination. The war had turned the water babies into little ghouls that danced around the dead instead of little elves dancing around a peaceful bullfrog. A man had little to occupy his mind at Shuri. Just sit in muddy misery and fear, tremble through the shellings, and let his imagination go where it would.